This week, the Fair Work Commission announced a 2.5% increase in the minimum wage. But workers in sectors like hospitality and retail, many of them young people, won't actually get the pay rise until later in the year. Joining us to talk about what this all means for young people is Dr. Jim Stanford from the Centre for Future Work. Jim, welcome to Panorama.
Thank you very much, Angus. Good to be here.
So why is the pay rise delayed for workers in those sectors that I mentioned before?
Australia's got one of the strongest economies in the world right now. Despite that, the Fair Work Commission still said, well, some of the businesses need extra time to recover, including hospitality, retail, airlines, and a few other sectors. So we'll delay this minimum wage increase. And once again, they actually came in with a rather modest increase in the minimum wage to start with. And then on top of that, they're delaying it for several sectors.
So 2.5% doesn't seem like that much, but adds up to around $20 a week for someone working full time. With young people already disproportionately affected by the recession, does this give us even more catching up to do?
Yeah, I think it does. In a normal good year, like a normal state of the economy, the Fair Work Commission would typically increase the minimum wage by between 3 and 3.5%. And what that does is it sets a floor for wage increases, and it influences what other wages do. Even for workers who aren't covered by the minimum wage, if they see the minimum wage going up by 3, 3.5%, they're going to say, you know, I think we should have something similar when they're talking wages with their employers. So it's a really influential trend that gets set by the minimum wage. Now, part of the problem for young workers is it's not just how much you make per hour, it's how many hours of work you get. And of course, we see a great expansion in part-time work, casual jobs where you don't even know your hours from week to week. So that's definitely part of the problem, but a strong hourly wage increase would certainly help. And in my judgment, this one was not what was required. We needed something stronger than 2.5%.
But how will putting more wages in workers' pockets benefit our recovery from the coronavirus pandemic?
Oh, that's a really important question, Angus. I'm glad you asked it. The main reason that Australia's economy is rebounding is precisely because of consumer spending. So once the lockdowns were lifted in most of the country, and it looked like, you know, maybe we were through the worst of the pandemic, well, everybody was ready to spend. They were ready to party. They were ready to get out of the house and, you know, spend the money that they had saved. So we saw a great increase in consumer spending when the lockdowns were over. And that is really the only thing that's powered Australia's economy into the recovery that we've had so far. Almost nothing else has been happening. So we really owe a debt to consumer spending for getting us this far. Now, how long is that original, you know, that kind of initial surge of optimism when the lockdowns are over, how long is that going to last? That can only take us so far. If you really want to reaffirm the role of consumer spending in leading the recovery, you have to put more money in people's pockets. This year, the economy is doing stronger. We're relying on consumers. They should have given a higher wage increase.
Jim, you mentioned before how young people don't work as many hours as perhaps they would like to. And in May, the underemployment rate dropped from 7.8% to 7.4%, which is a 7-year low. What does this mean for our economy going forward?
So those are good numbers, no doubt about it. And in my judgment, they reaffirm that we should have had a higher wage increase. Now, those official unemployment numbers don't tell the whole story. We should keep that in mind. And, you know, for young workers, it's more serious than that 7.4% number would imply. I think it's more like between 15 and 20% of young workers are either fully unemployed, they're not in the labor force, or they aren't working enough hours. And for all those reasons, again, we need special help, I think, for young people. In my judgment, young workers have had the worst of the economic damage of the pandemic. They were very disproportionately affected by layoffs when the pandemic first hit. Their future wage increases are going to be held back for years to come because of the pandemic. And so, again, I think that the industries where young people work, like hospitality and retail, should not have you know, in a way been punished by this decision. We should have been increasing their wages right now and by a faster rate.
Dr. Jim Stanford, thanks for talking to me today.
Pleasure, Angus. Thank you.